during the race riot of 1921, Charles Page tried to protect some of the people.
Yes.
And what did he do?
He told Cap, "I feel so sorry for those people. People have come in. They have torn down some of their homes. They've burned their homes." And he said, "They're holed up at the Mohawk Park. The blacks had built beautiful homes and churches and schools and things, you know, and they were on fire."
In Greenwood.
And he says, "Go to them. They won't find anything to eat out there in the Mohawk Park." And he says, "I've got 51 little mouths to feed, and I can't afford to get any retaliation from helping them." But he said, "Those poor people need help. There's nobody unless we help." He got money, and he said, "They won't bother you because you're Salvation Army. I want you to go out and take care of those people. See that they get fed." And he gave them a place where they could go to get safety. That was on his own land. It became a little colony there, and it's still there.
He was nervous because of the Jim Crow law.
You could hire a black person to work for you, but you don't marry them, and you don't fraternize with them. When they came to get on the streetcar, he let them ride his streetcar back and forth. People complained when they saw black people moving into the Sand Springs area that he was building into a city. They said, "Why are you letting the black people come in here?" He had sold them a piece of land to build a house on for $1 to get people. You have to have people to have a town.
And he didn't care if they were black or white.
No, he didn't care. But they did, and so he had a certain place for them that they had to be. But they were needing a place to go.
Right.
He let them have a colony of their own people down on the south end of the town, and he built some of the homes to get them started. They didn't have anything. He was already building homes there. He thought if a man had a 25 by 130 piece of land, he could get a house on it.
He also ran a streetcar from Sand Springs to Greenwood District so they could go back and forth.
Yes.
And he wanted the people in Greenwood to know that they're welcome.
And the white people complained because they didn't want to have them mixed. And he said, "Well, you can hire them to help you do your laundry and things. You can give them a job. They will do tasks for you." And they finally, well, yeah. They thought then they could get them cheap because that's the way things were then.
Yeah.